Parshas Tetzav is, of course, a companion parsha to this past week's parsha of Truma, whereas Truma focused more on the Mishkan and the various structures that are contained in and comprise the physical body of the Mishkan. Tetzaveh focuses more on the Kohanim, and specifically the Bigdei Kohuna, the special clothing that the Kohen and the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, has to wear when they are serving in the Mishkan, and of course, ultimately, all of this will be true in the Beis HaMikdash as well. Despite that connection and that thematic overlap, there is something that is unique about Tetzaveh, not only in comparison to Truma, but in fact, in the entire Torah, and that is that in the final four books of the Torah, Shmos through the end of Dvarim, once Moshe is introduced onto the biblical scene, if I'm not mistaken, I believe this is the only parsha in the entire Torah of the last four Svarim, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Dvarim, which Moshe's actual name does not appear. Something that many different Mefarshim note, and there are a variety of different explanations and theories. However, I'd like to focus on one, which I think is a very poignant and beautiful interpretation, and that is the explanation that is offered at the outset of our parsha from the Alshech HaKadosh. And the Alshech is actually commenting on a phenomenon that is in existence in a very dramatic and striking way in the opening five psukim of our parsha. Tetzaveh, curiously enough, opens up at the end of Perek Kav Zayin, two psukim in Perek Kav Zayin, and then begins Perek Kav Chet. In those initial two psukim at the end of Perek Kav Zayin, and the first three psukim in Perek Kav Chet, in those five psukim, the words Ve'ata, Moshe is addressed in the second person, and you, Moshe, very specifically focusing on Moshe in a very personal way, comes up and is repeated three different times. And the Alshech is very sensitive to this paradox. On the one hand, Moshe's name is omitted from the Parsha. On the other hand, there's this very strong focus, especially at the outset, on Va'ata. Where do we see that? Well, literally, the first word of the entire Parsha is Va'ata, Tetzaveh es Bnei Yisrael. You should command the Jewish people. V'yichu ilecha shemen zayisach. You should take the special oil, katit, lema'or, lahalos, ner tamid, that will be used to burn, that there should be a fire burning, a light burning in the Mishkan continuously. The psukim continue, as I mentioned, into the beginning of Perek Kav Chet, two psukim later, and again we have the phrase, vi'ata, here in the context of, vi'ata ha'krev elach es aron achicha, v'asbonav ito, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, l'chahanoli. You will now bring Aaron and his children close, and officially you will create and implement the transfer. This is actually when Aaron and his children become the Kohanim, as we know them, and Aaron becomes the Kohen Gadol. That is introduced by Hashem telling Moshe, that's going to be your personal responsibility, Vi'ata. And then we have, specifically in Pasuk Bet and Gimel, we get into the specifics of the clothing, the Bigdei Kohuna. Vasisa Bigdei Kodesh L'Aharon Achicha L'Chavor L'Sifaros. You should now make special clothing for Aaron and his children, which will be for honor and for splendor. Va'ata Tadaber Al Kol Chachmei Lev. You should speak to the various artisans who will actually make the clothing for Aaron that he can serve in the Mishkan. So the Alshech is sensitive to, and as I say, notes this fascinating paradox. On the one hand, Moshe's name is not mentioned. On the other hand, right at the outset, we have these three times, thrice repeated, focus on Vi'ata, focusing on Moshe. So it says the Alshech, a remarkable, remarkable pshat. Picture Moshe's enthusiasm, he says. Unbelievable enthusiasm that he must have had, given all of his involvement, all of his leadership in building the Mishkan and everything that went into it. He was the leader. He galvanized the people to donate the funds. He appointed Bezalel, Eliyahu, all the various artisans. He was the engineer, the CEO. He was in charge of everything. And he was even the one who brought Aaron in to, so to speak, replace him, to then be the one who worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Alshech, think about how hard that must have been on a human level. Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu, but he's also a human being. Says the Alshech amazingly, Halo yischametz levavo, lemor mazos osa elokim li. Undoubtedly, says the Alshech, Moshe was jealous. Moshe was in pain. How could he be anything but incredibly disappointed when all of a sudden this command went forth telling him to bring other people to be the ones who led the effort? But Tzal, Eliyav, and then especially the fact that the Kohanim would be the ones who ran the services in the Mishkan, and it would not be for all generations him or his children. Moshe was disappointed. Moshe was jealous. Says the Al-Sheikh Al-Kain, L'daber el libo ulanachamo, in order to speak to Moshe where he was emotionally, to comfort Moshe. Therefore, God said, V'amar, V'ata, repeating over and over again, V'ata, as if to say, Moshe, Al tachush, don't worry, Chelkecha gadol mikulam, Kelo shlemus kulam al yadchehu, Kalide mash'ata, Titzav es b'nei Yisrael, B'chol ha-mitzvos. Because everything that they have, everything that will be built, it's coming from you. You are the one who galvanized everything to build the Mishkan. You are the one who are actually giving Aaron and his children their kedusha. Biladecha lo hayizokum lachav. Without you commanding, you appointing, you transferring, you anointing, without you doing these things, says Hashem, none of it would have happened and none of it would be able to take place. Even don't, that's in general, says the Al-Sheikh, and specifically, unbelievable how personal and how raw this is. Says Al-Sheikh, Hashem says to Moshe, Mashat kane al Aaron uvanav, don't be jealous of your brother and your nephews. Shem kohanim v'loata, that they're the kohanim, not you. Gam shlei musam mimchayez, all comes from you. Their clothing, everything, it all comes from you. What a beautiful sensitivity and incredible insight of the Al-Sheikh into what's going on here in this parsha.